Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it's something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. But as a reminder to our staff and board members, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially begin tonight's meeting. The day is Thursday, February 3rd, 2022, and the time is 5:34 p.m. With that, Mr. Mohammadov, may you please call the meeting to order.
Yes, I would like to start the meeting, Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities meeting for today. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. With that, I'll take roll call. Mr. Mohammadov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We established quorum. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda for this evening's meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
Second, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohammadov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment. 6 minutes of translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members. I'll turn it over to Ms. Durubalcaba.
Yes, good evening, Diane, Mekhan, MPS staff and community. Hopefully everyone has had a great day on this Thursday. Hopefully all of you are well. I don't have updates at this time. Back to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Duvalcaba. Turn it over to the committee members if they have any announcements. Perfect. If no announcements, we'll move forward next with the approval of minutes. If there's no objections, we can approve both minutes together in one motion. Is there any objections? Perfect. If not, the motion is to approve the minutes from the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting for March 11th, 2021 and January 13th, 2022. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion to
second.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Thank you, Mr. Mohammed. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohammadov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our committee members. The minutes for March 11th, 2021 and January 13th, 2022 has been approved. Next, we'll move on to recommended action items, starting with 2A, committee approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant to AB 361, Government Code Section 54953. I'll turn it over to Ms. Durubalcaba.
Yes, as all of you are aware, in this meeting, AB 361 affords the flexibility as we go through this ongoing pandemic, and it allows us to continue to have virtual meetings instead of in-person meetings due to the high risk of the variant. So with that, we ask you that we continue having these meetings in this format, and I'll turn it over to Jen to give more technical elements of AB 360.
Thank you, Mr. Duvalcaba. Committee members, as you're already familiar with this item, AB 361 just affords us the capability of extending the flexibilities to conduct virtual meetings due to the pandemic. And as well, we're going to bring it up every 30 days for reapproval just to assess the current situation. So with that, that concludes everything on my end. I'll turn it over to any questions or comments from the public. If not, is there any questions or comments from our committee members? Perfect. If no questions or comments, the motion is to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Montes, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. Next, we'll move on to recommended action item 2B, approval of modular tech and Zingo construction for facility maintenance and improvement. I'll turn it over to Mr. Sahin, our project manager.
Good evening, Diane. Good evening, Mekan and MPS staff. This is Mustafa Sahin. I'm the project manager for MPS. The item in front of you is to approve modular tech and Zingo construction to be added to our master vendor list, where they can provide over $50,000 services as November, we added those two vendors in our preferred vendors list, but due to kind of need of those private sides, and then they may exceed, and then they will exceed the 50,000 threshold. So that's why we are asking you to approve to put those two firms to be in our master list, so they can continue to provide their services to other sites. And then there is no budgetary impact on this. And we also prepared an RFP for this, and also it's also attached. And I think that's what I have. If you guys have any questions, I am here to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Sahin. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Sahin. I have a quick question. So we're not necessarily this is not like a necessarily a something that they're going to be doing, but we are just having board approve that they might be doing a project over $50,000 in the future, and we're just adding them to the list. Am I right?
Yes, and in our fiscal policy, I think there is a and Steven, you can correct me if I'm wrong. So if a company provides a service or services to multiple locations over $50,000, they have to go through RFP process. So that's why, you know, it's not specifically, you know, one project that they are doing. They are working, they're helping with multiple projects as, like, for example, Modular Tech is very close to San Diego, and they are specialized in modular business. So whatever we need in terms of San Diego site, so they will be just one phone call away. Like, for example, the other day, one of the fan was not working in the bathroom. I called him and then he just stopped by and then took it and fixed it like, you know, very, very fast and very convenient for the sites, because as you guys know, those private sites, we are maintaining and making the improvements. So those two companies, we have worked, and the feedback that I received from the site principals have been great. So that's why we would like to move those two companies to our master vendor list, where they can continue to provide the services.
Got it. Okay, this clarifies it. Thank you, Ms. Sain. Okay.
Any further questions or comments?
It's me again. So sorry, Jennifer. So overall, we're happy with them, what they've done so far in terms of their timeline and the job that they delivered. Sites are okay with them?
Yes, definitely. I already, you know, checked with the site principals, and I have not received any negative feedback for those two vendors.
Any further questions or comments? Perfect. If not, the motion is to approve the Modular Tech and Zingo Construction as vendors for facility maintenance and improvement projects for all MPS campuses, and that the MPS Audit Facilities Committee recommends and moves that the MPS Board of Directors approve the same. With that, would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I ask Mr. Mohamedov if you may please adjourn. The time is 5:44 p.m.
Yes, everyone, thank you for attending. I'd like to adjourn the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. Thank you.
Have a great Thursday, everyone.
You too. Good evening.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Take care.